MTV Cast.
Hey, hey, it's Daniel Perry on the EZT calling in from, I'm on my way up through the San Francisco Peaks area. I think I crossed Snow Bowl Road a bit ago and was off my bike, huffing it for a while because I'm tired of trying to punch over rocks when there's another rock 10 feet later anyway. But man, I had a super fun moment a couple hours ago. Cranking through the woods all to myself, you know, not listening to music or anything. The woods are dead out here. I mean, dead asleep. Haven't heard an owl. Haven't seen a moth. No mouse. Saw a tarantula, but that was like right outside of town. Nothing. And then all of a sudden, like I'm going through this field out in the open, and all of a sudden, sounds like it's a little bit past the tree line. There's this like perfectly toned, whatever you want to call it, howl. Like something straight out of a movie. I don't watch scary movies because I like to play in the woods and I find it gets in my head. So what I imagine is in a really good scary movie, perfect howl. And for some reason, my immediate response is some fucker is out here camping in an RV and they're like, yo, let's scare the shit out of that guy. And just like, you know, messing with me. And so my immediate response is to howl back, which I absolutely botched it, you know, terrible. But like top of my lungs, I'm just like, no yield. And split second later, there's a reply. And it's like, I swear it's a little bit to the left. So I'm not sure it's the same critter. And I'm sure it was saying like, you know, if it was replying to me, I don't know if it was replying to me or just doing its thing, but if it was replying to me, I'm sure it's like, what in the white trailer trash phonetics bullshit did you just say? Because mine was garbage. And another one was perfect. But anyway, so two howls. And then there's all this yipping. Like, sounded like 30 coyotes. It was probably four. But it sounded like 30 coyotes. Same section of woods, just lit up. This is like seconds after everything was completely silent. And I come to a dead stop. I'm like, whoa. Don't get spooked very easily. But I'm like, that sounds like a lot of animals. I don't know how hungry they are. Anyway, I just listened to them for a while. And made a little bit of noise. Just kind of yelled a couple times. And I don't even know if they heard me. I'm assuming they did, but they're yipping is like disappearing off in the woods. Like I can hear it getting quieter. So they're clearly traveling and then it's gone. Fades back into complete silence again. And I'm like, sweet. Zoom out my map a little bit. For sure. I'm riding straight through that section of woods that they just like hightailed it through. Anyway, that was exciting. I never even saw an eyeball. So who knows? But I'll tell you what, when I get back to civilization, I'm going to Google, do coyotes howl, and do wolves yip. Because I didn't think they mixed. I thought it was one or the other. Anyway, I thought I'd share that. In other news, I've been reflecting on my epic mountain bike skills out here. Because, man, you know, you're watching like one of those military films and the guy, he does some epic thing, you know, pulls his buddy out of the line of fire, saves his life. And morally, you know, he did the right thing, but he disobeyed direct orders to do it. And so they have to make an example out of him. So it's like, you know, stood up in front of the platoon and, they're going to remove his wings, you know, debadge him. And that's how it feels like riding these trails. I'm absolute shit with my rear tire. So it's like every rock, I'm looking at it coming. And sure enough, rip. Fuck. They just took my Shred the Gnar badge. I worked my whole life to get that. and I just lost. Daniel Perry got cut off there, probably because I'm going on and on. Anyway, my rear tire skills. Yep. Losing out on that. It's like I was trying to make an excuse for myself, like, oh, you know, you're just tired and, you know, losing coordination. But I'm about as awake as I've been this whole trip. Had some coffee before I left town and just cannot get my tire to track around rocks. And shout out to